We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 10, chapter number 36, and text number 34. Ugrasenam cha pitaram sthaviram rajya kamukam tad bhataram Devakam cha ye cha anye vidvishaha mama ugrasenam cha pitaram sthaviram rajakamukam tad bhrataram devakam cha ये चान्ये विदिशो मतः उग्रसेनं च पीतरं स्थविरं राजकामुकं तद्भ्रातरं देवकं च ये चान्ये विद्विषो मम उग्रसेनं King Ugrasena, cha, and Pitaram, my father, Sthaviram, hold, Rajya, for the kingdom, Kamukam, greedy, Tadbhrataram, his brother, Devakam, Devaka, cha, also, ye, who, cha, and anye, others, vidvishaha, enemies, mama, my. Translation. I will also kill my old father, Ugrasena, who is greedy for my kingdom, and I will kill his brother, Devaka, and all my other enemies as well. Tatascesha mahi mitra bhavitri nashtakam takaha. Then, my friend, this earth will be free from thorns. Jarasandho mama guru dvivido daita sakha shambaro narako bano mayeva krita saudhurada tairaham surapakshiyanan hatva bhokshe mahindrupan. My elder relative, Jarasandha, and my dear friend, Dvivida, are solid well-wishers of mine. They are Sambara, Naraka, and Bana. I will use them all to kill all those kings who are allied with the demigods, and then I will rule the earth. Etad gyatvanaya vikshipram ramakrishnar vihar bhakav dhanurmurkh Dhanurmakha nirikshayam drashtam yad purashriyam. Now that you understand my intentions, please go at once and bring Krishna and Balaram to watch the bow sacrifice and see the opulence of the Yadu's capital. Sri Akura Uvacha. Rajan manishitam sadraka tava svadhyam arjanam siddha siddhayo hi samam kruryada iva hi phalasadhanam. Sri Akrur said, O king, you have expertly devised a process to free yourself of misfortune. Still, one should be equal in success and failure, since it is certainly destiny that produces the results of one's work. Manorathan karottu chayvar jano devahatanapi yujyate shark harsha shokabhyam tathapyagyam karoti me. Karomite. An ordinary person is determined to act on his desires even when fate prevents their fulfillment. Therefore, he encounters both happiness and distress. Yet even though such is the case, I will execute your order. Purport by the disciples of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that although what Akrura said was courteous and encouraging, his hidden meaning was far different. What he really meant was this: your plan is not fit to execute, yet I will carry it out since you are the king and I am your subject, and in any case you are about to die. The last verse is without the purport. Sri Shuka Vacha, evam adishya chakruram mantrinascha visrujat saha pravivesha gruham kansas tatha krura swamalayam. Sukadev Goswami said, having thus instructed Akrura, King Kamsa dismissed his ministers and retired to his quarters, and Akrura returned home. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 10th canto, 36th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Slaying of Arista, the Bull Demon. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Manoratham karutyuchair jano devahatanapi yujyate harshashukabhyam tathapyagyam karomite. An ordinary person is determined to act on his desire even when fate prevents their fulfillment. Therefore, he encounters both happiness and distress. Yet, even though such is the case, I will execute your order. So, we see the demoniac quality can go to such an extreme. On the other behalf, we see divine qualities, they also go on the other extremes. So, however degraded a person would be, he is measured on the basis of his mind, words and action. On the behalf of those who are divine in quality, the devotees also cultivate on the other extreme, and these divine qualities are also manifesting through his mind, means contemplation, words and activities. So here is a perfect example of Akrura. We saw in the beginning Narad Muni came and incites Kamsa to kill Krishna and Balaram.
But he spoke in such a way as if everything was in disguise. The devotees are so much confirmed on the prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that they are dead sure of the victory. They are dead sure of the victory. That kind of faith should be cultivated. Chaitanya Charitamrita says about the faith, Shraddha Shabde Sudrada Vishwasa Karnishchaya Krishna Bhakti Karile Sarva Karma Kruta. What is the confirmation for the devotee? That he must make it so steadfast, his faith. He said, Krishna Bhakti Karile Sarva Karma Kruta. Whatever activities we are going to perform, they will be a sure success if we perform as devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna. Many times we are wondering, how do I incorporate my job into Krishna consciousness? Well, job is an activity. An activity is being performed by energy. In which consciousness you are going to use the energy? Because energy does not belong to you. That knowledge does not belong to you. It all came through the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We borrow, so we are in debtor. We are debtor. And we have to pay off the debt. How long we keep remaining debtor, piling up our debts and debts and debts. When we are borrowing something from somebody, we have to pay back, is it not? We haven't paid back any damn thing. Not even interest if you calculate in terms of, you know, mercantile mentality. What have we given back to Lord Krishna? But these devotees, they are ready to do anything and everything. Dead sure. Because whatever they will do for the sake of service of Lord Krishna. Do you think inciting Kamsa to kill Krishna and Balaram by Narad Muni? Narad Muni incited. Was it an unfavorable act in service of Krishna or favorable act?
Was favorable because that's what Krishna wanted.
Yeah, but how do you become dead sure? So if one is not confirmed, nishtha, if anything which are harbored as anarthas, an unwanted thing, and we perform the sadhana, we will not be able to, you know, make a decision whether this is favorable or unfavorable to Lord Krishna. When one comes to nishtha, unshakable faith, that by performing devotional service alone, all my activities, needs, or whatever the fruits I have been taking, otherwise, then they will be fulfilled. So a devotee does not want to do anything over, above, or under devotional service. Without any motivation, anya vilashita shanyam jnana karma adanavrutam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. What is favorable? He doesn't consider the intervention of knowledge or expertise in activity, that only they will be needed as a prerequisite to perform devotional service. No. Simply he reposes his attention on what is favorable to Lord Shri Krishna. It's such an intensified devotional service. Akrur, Narad Muni, they know. An intensified devotional service, they do. All the time they are aware of it. So they are very, very eager to make the appearance of the Lord quick. There are so many moods and, the rasas. Devaki, even though Lord Vishnu stood before her, ready to kill Kamsa, because he came with, weapons. That is how he appeared. But she says, no, wait. I was asking you as a son, even though you came as the grown-up son, but what is the fun? And you promised, because since last two appearances we were waiting that we will have an opportunity to exchange with you our paternal affection. Vatsalya Ras. And Krishna never gave an opportunity much in the previous two births. So he agreed, but he says, no, you will have to wait. And you will have to wait because you have to take me. I will become a baby boy, but you will have to take me to Gokul, and you still stay in the prison house of Kamsa. Says, all right, we have waited for so long, we will wait for if it is favorable to you, we are ready to do. So this is the kind of intimate exchange. So here we see Akrur is so much confirmed in his mind, but he is also blurting out the same thing very expertly, in such a way that the message will be conveyed to the demoniac, it will be favorable to, but the devotees, it will be also favorable. They speak so much in very, very expert way. And it applies to both demon and devotee. So the context is taken, the devotee takes in his own context. Yes, he is giving an appropriate, timely advice. And it does not offend the demon either, because he is confirmed, it promotes him to do. Okay, go ahead. So these words are there. An ordinary person is determined to act on his desire, even when fate prevents their fulfillment. But you are a great king. You are not an ordinary man. Right? Means, in front of Krishna, you are still ordinary man, and your fate is going to prevent you to fulfill your desire. So it has two meanings, double meaning. And the demon, and because he is unintelligent, he doesn't consider that it has a double meaning. He considers everything is according to his plan, and Akrur is ready to execute. So he doesn't doubt that devotee either. He said, therefore he encounters both happiness and distresses. Good. Right now, because your desires are so prominent and you are ordering me and I'm going to get there, you are happy. But the devotees understand, yes, the fate is coming soon, so they are also happy. You know? So, these words are very, very expertly coming out from the mouth of even pure devotees. Recently, some senior devotees, looking into the standards of kirtan, you know, and Prabhupada's opinion, what Prabhupada wanted, how the kirtans are to be performed. There's a lot of research is going on, and probably they're going to implement. Harikesh Prabhu, you know, then the GBC and personal servant of Srila Prabhupada, and he was personally instructed, and he gave an outline on the of what Prabhupada. One time he said that Prabhupada told him to stop the kirtan, you know, and tell them to chant certain melodies only, not other way around, you know, specifically. Especially Mangalarti, he said, chant Hare Krishna, but not even fancy melodies, you know, that has crept in from the influence of outside sampradayas, outside of our ISKCON. So Prabhupada was very, very picky. One time, Prabhupada's godbrother was leading kirtan. Alright? And he was staying in Vrindavan because he was very attached to Prabhupada. And so he was staying, and devotees were enthusiastically following him. But Prabhupada heard something that he was singing, and he sent Harikesh Prabhu, go and stop the kirtan, you know, and tell him that this is your temple, so you can do whatever you like. Just tell him. And Hare Krishna Prabhu said, I was mortified. Because it's a question of, you know, offending and a senior Vaishnava, Prabhupada's god brother, and how can I do that? And I was totally under pressure. On one behalf I have to execute the order, and other behalf there is an offense seemingly I have supposed to commit. But regardless, I went, you know. And the kirtan was going very exuberantly, and I went in middle and told godbrother that Prabhupada says, this is your temple and you can do whatever you like. And the other devotees, they were disturbed. They did not know what was going on, why the kirtan has been stopped, you know. But Prabhupada, God brother, got the message. He was a devotee. You know? He was a devotee. And he was singing in Hare Krishna mantra, something which is not what Prabhupada intended or introduced. You know, but the message is in such a disguised way to tell that this is your temple, you can do whatever you like. It has two meanings, right? So this is the way. But the demons are one-sided. Demons are one-sided. They are so unintelligent. They are so unintelligent that do not know the plan of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, I was looking into the 16th chapter, the divine and demoniac nature. And they are said to be alpabuddhaya. Why alpabuddhaya? Because obsessed by kama, krodha and lobha, means unsatiable desires, anger and greed. These are the three gates to the hell. Means such an ignorant state. Hell means such an ignorant state. Then they do not understand the deep meaning hidden behind it. But the devotees are sensitive and they take the message even in ordinary word or gesture. So I will try to read something that popped up recently. How the demoniac nature is working, and even though seemingly in the religion. This is a socio-religious survey of a recent situation. The Baylor Religion Survey polled Americans from across the nation about their religious views. The survey found that Americans view God one of the four ways: authoritarian, distant, benevolent, and critical. Okay? With most Americans barely able to agree on what's for dinner, it is no surprise that 95% of the people believe in God. Yet, they disagree on what God is like. Through American piety in the 21st century, called the most comprehensive study of its kind, Baylor professors discovered there are four distinct views Americans hold of God. People are very split. Dr. Christopher Bader, assistant professor of sociology and research member, said, "They think God is engaged with world and angry with the world." Through its research, the team discovered two distinct beliefs in God: God's level of engagement and His level of anger. This eventually branched off into four views: God, the authoritarian, distant, benevolent, and critical. According to the study, God's level of engagement refers to how people view God's involvement in the world, such as war and politics, while His level of anger refers to how people view God's reaction to human sins. The level of engagement and types of God predict moral attitudes and political opinions, said Dr. Paul Friese, assistant professor of sociology and research group member. Of these political opinions, 20% of Americans believe that God is on the side of America in the world affairs, and 4% believe God favors one political party, Friese said. He also said that the majority of those who believe God favors a political party were affiliated with the Republican Party. "If I know your image of God, I can tell all kinds of things about you," Friese said. It's the central part of the world's view, and it's linked to how you think about the world in general. Several distinct conclusions were drawn from the different versions of God.
including the role of gender and income in choosing the type of God. According to the study, women lean towards very engaged image of God, such as an authoritarian and benevolent God, while men are drawn to images like a distant God and are more likely to be atheist. Researchers found that Americans who believed God to be a he rather than a she tend to believe in authoritarian God, according to the study. The team also found a correlation between income and type of God chosen. The higher the income, the less likely a person will think God is angry. But the lower the income, the more likely a person will think God is angry, Friese said. However, the study found that the college graduates earning more than 100,000 believe in a distant God or lean towards being atheist. The type of God chosen not only applies to gender or income norms, but the researchers found that a belief in certain type of God affects people's view on controversial issues such as abortion or gay marriage. About 12% of Americans believe abortion is wrong in all instances. But those who chose an authoritarian God doubled that percentage with 23.4%, according to the study. Again, Americans who choose an authoritarian God topple the total percentage on gay marriage, with 80.6% believe that gay marriage is always wrong. Through these statistics, the team found an authoritarian God and distant God have clear differences. Believers in a distant God are 72 times less likely to believe converting others is a very important part of being a good person than those who believe in an authoritarian God, according to the study. With such personal information available by knowing a person's type of God, researchers will use this data to better understand the United States culture. To keep this data updated, the research plans to redistribute the survey every 2 years to a new group of people, Dr. Kevin Dougherty, assistant professor of sociology, said. Somebody's image of God is going to inform the world how they think the detail, Friese said. So you can see they are all demoniac in nature. And they view God to be according to their poor fund of knowledge. So how less intelligent demons are. A materialistic viewpoint of God is demoniac in nature. Lesser or more, what is the difference? Demoniac is demoniac. Because they don't know what to do, what not to do. They are always confused. So, Akrur and the pure devotees are so much confirmed in the workings of the Lord, and they use their mind, words and action in congruity with the their realization of the Absolute Truth. There is no controversy. What they think, what they speak, how do they behave, everything becomes perfectly harmonized in service of the Lord. Demons fail to understand it is natural because they are poor funded. They don't have good intelligence. Therefore, counsel can go to the extreme. He can go to the extreme by developing the demoniac nature, devising the dubious plans in the mind. He wants to kill his father now, his brother Devaka.
He wants to kill everyone, and he wants to take the side or help of all other, demoniac friends. So, came across that Krishna reveals to Arjuna when he was describing the divine and demoniac nature. Krishna reveals to Arjuna, there are only two types of living entities. Dvau bhutsargo loke sura asura evacha. In this material creation, there are only two kinds of living entities, sura and asura. In Padma Purana, it's also okay that Vishnu bhakta bhavet dvaiva acharya tad viparyaya. Viparyaya means completely opposite. Vishnu bhakta bhavet dvaiva and acharya tad viparyaya. So, you will find complete opposite nature. One can execute his divine quality, exhibit, not hide, exhibit. You have to exhibit. You have to speak it out, and you have to simply contemplate on the Supreme Divine, the source of divinity in you. That is the devotee's perfection. So the shadow energy of Maya is ignorance, and it is also showing the extreme opposites. If the total is this high, the total. So the demoniac nature is understood by the cultivation of the desire. Krishna reveals to Arjuna, Arjuna, you are born of divine nature. So you don't have to worry this. You are born of divine nature. Let me take it out from Bhagavad Gita, in the 16th chapter. See, daivi sampad vimokshaya nimbandhaya asuri mataha mashucha sampadam daivim abhijatosi pandava. The transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, where the demoniac qualities make for bondage. Don't worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born with the divine qualities. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Lord Krishna encouraged Arjuna by telling him that he was not born with demonic qualities. His moment in fight was not demoniac, because he was considering the pros and cons. He was considering whether respectable persons such as Bhishma and Drona should be killed or not. So he was not acting under the influence of anger, false prestige or harshness. Therefore he was not of the quality of demons. For a Kshatriya, a military man, shooting arrows at enemy is considered transcendental, and refraining from such a duty is demoniac. Therefore, there was no cause for Arjuna to lament. Anyone who performs the regulative principles of different orders of life is transcendentally situated. Therefore, atah pumbi dvijasrestha varanashrama vibhaga dharmasve anutisthasya samsiddhim haritoshanam. Therefore, the conclusion is that the best occupation of all humanity is to execute one's prescribed duties for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. This is the fundamental. So we have every hope that we execute our services. Otherwise we are ever indebted in human form of life by surrendering to Lord Krishna and executing devotional service absolves all the indebtedness of 8.65. Maybe more. You never know how many are salted from human form of life. We have no estimation. So, by becoming Krishna conscious, we are able to cross over the material existence of nescience, ignorance. So, is there any question or comment? I'm feeling a little uneasy today.
You mentioned that Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita that there are only two kinds of people, different kinds. Some even ourselves, there are plenty of Buddhists, but at the same time there are, you know, different tendencies that one qualities. So how can we...
We are harboring in our body two different kinds of entities. We have both demons and divine qualities together, so we are a mixture, khichdi. So, we are not the third kind, only two kinds of living entities are there. Prabhupada said, it depends upon our character. To exhibit where we are coming from, either divine nature or demonic nature. In the first stage, do not say which is rasa. That's the only thing. In the confused state, we cannot decide which is better, demoniac is better or divine is better. Because there is no is a very very good platform to go either this way or that way. Human form life, human body is considered to be the most comfortable body. I don't have that comfortable body right now. Most comfortable boat to cross over the ocean of material nescience, ignorance. So, it depends upon us. Suppose if we are unable to decide because we are harboring anarthas which are divine, demoniac in nature. Anarthas are demoniac in nature. Then pray to Lord Nrisimha. Please remove the demon-like desires from our hearts, so we may become fearless. Divine qualities are fearless. The emergence of divine qualities come when the demoniac qualities will be removed. If we cannot do alone, then beg the help of the Lord. He certainly will do.
Maharaj, the slogan of American that we trust in God, so it is correct, because can we say it is correct? Because there are mixture of two. We trust in God. They don't say that we are 100% trust in God. We trust in God. So it is still appropriate, I think.
they trust God just to supply their sense gratification. That's also all right. But it is not going to free them. It's not going to free them in material ignorance. So, to desire something that Lord doesn't want is demoniac. A demon is by nature an envious person. But regardless, Lord fulfills. That is His greatness. By serving the Lord to fulfill our desire is not wrong, but that is not a very exalted situation. Because it yields a different kind of affection or love. There are different intensities of love, different kinds of love, and different mellows of such exchanges. We can't cultivate that kind of love, intensified love, with our desires. That is conditional love. My dear Lord, if you give me the same opulence as you have, then and then I will love you. Otherwise not. I do not want to say that that is a demoniac nature, but it is kama is there. While kama is one of our own enemy. Actually, it says that in material world, the kama, krodha and lobha, these are the three gates of hell. And Krishna advises Arjuna to just reject them. Close the gates forever. Akama va sarva kamaihi, moksha kama udharadi, tivrena bhakti yogena yajat purusham param. Yeah, if you are a gentleman, you don't belong here. Just make a plan to get out for once and all. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he wants you to bring back to preach the glories of the Holy Name, then you will come back. And we won't be afraid of doing that. Because we introduce to others the atmosphere of Golok Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan. And Advaita Acharya said, "My dear Lord, wherever you are is Vrindavan." Yes, Mother.
Well, as a very personal person, I have great difficulty. I would have great difficulty handing the Bhagavad Gita to people because it's personal to them. I've survived Second World War and have seen terrible things. So I don't believe there are good and bad sides. And I have difficulty seeing that Arjuna has chosen this, or nature is too encouraged to fight. But for condemned or supported, because it apparently takes away the sins of the person, you know, so it doesn't have suffering next life. I find that a contradiction, that a person who is a sinner themselves can, you know, kill this person because he's committed something, and therefore that person will be liberated. So these are my two things that I have sort of difficulty coming to terms with, and problems handing the heat to people who are fanatics, because they always think that, yes, it's good, we've got an outcome.
The first one, you should not go and distribute alone the book. Always take. No, you should take a senior devotee, you know, who is successful. So, by observing him, by hearing him, how does he preach, how does he convince, then we, you know, adopt those methodology rather than our own, you know. In Sankirtan movement, we have to take help of others who are successful. Just accompany them, and then you'll be having more enthusiasm, you know. Our intentions may be good, but at the same time, our approach may not be good, you know. So, what they call, you have to learn the lines. No, I understand, but it is practical in understanding that we tell the absolute truth, but precisely, you know, absolute truth spoken precisely is true eloquence, you know, and whatever the knots in our heart of something which is, say, not favorable to do the big book distribution, it will be slashed by such endeavor if we take help of senior devotee who is a proven good book distributor. He should let you enliven, let you understand. So you should also go and see. So that is the solution for that. You know, it's not that you're going to lie or cheat, but the word spoken precisely, precision is required, you know, about the absolute truth is the true eloquence. And for the second, can you repeat that?
Yes, on page 3, it supports capital punishment.
Yes, capital punishment. Capital punishment, in view of Krishna, is already set through the laws of material nature. Right? A person in Krishna consciousness become judicious. Now check about how Aswatthama was killed and not killed. You know, the purpose of capital, it was capital punishment, but his life was spared. Here, and capital punishment or not, it's nothing but a jugglery for politics. Because people use it not to satisfy Krishna, people use to take as a point for their campaign for victory. You know, because it's such a vital issue, they think they don't have jurisdiction on decision, but that is a pretext because they are not Krishna conscious. If Krishna conscious government is there, then there would not be any room for confusion. They'll be all abiding by the laws of
Mother Nature, laws of human civilization. So then, what Prabhupada says is not a question of condoning, it's a question of discrimination according to the time, place and circumstances. When Kali Yuga, is proliferating, where is the question of justice on the material aspect? Justice cannot be served by killing a body. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to stop capital punishment, because everybody is like Jagai and Madai, they are worth killing. So, but we have to kill the demoniac mentality. So induce them to chant Hare Krishna, and that will take care of the capital punishment. We don't go into those controversy because we don't have a party to favor or disfavor. We are in Krishna's party. Jayatam Panduputranam Yasyam Pakshe Janardana. We take the side of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he gave how to act in this time and circumstances. But that is for the spiritual salvation, not material. So we have to be very clear what we are talking. You can't mix two things. You must separate it out, where is the absolute truth and how the absolute truth is served. That is the side we have to take. Prabhupada has written for that particular time, and it is there in the Shastra, you know. We can refer, but we can also refer Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. They are not contradictory to each other. Killing is necessary. What is the use of killing a body and keeping the same not killing a body and keeping the same mentality? So, those who are in favor of capital punishment, have they ever thought of spiritual salvation for the person? They don't. They don't prepare him before capital punishment. They don't turn him into a devotee. And when somebody is turned a devotee, he would not object of that capital. He will become fearless and say, okay, be my guest, like Vritrasur. Vritrasur had to be killed by capital punishment. And to make that weapon Vajra, the demigods have to kill Dadichi Muni. Right? That is also capital punishment. But he didn't do anything wrong. Why he was to be murdered by the demigods? So the consciousness, which was, you know, fully, you know, surrendered to Krishna by Dadichi Muni, so he did not mind to be killed. And Vritrasura was so much imbued in bhakti, he was telling Indra, come on, make it fast. So, whether the those who are inflicting capital punishment
In Kali Yuga, what is the use of killing a body without saving his soul? Saving a soul is more important. And if the government doesn't have that provision, what is the use? Rather, they should invite the devotees and preach him.
Mm-hmm.
Make him a devotee. Then when he is ready, he will become fearless. And he will come forward. Okay, make my day. Nakutrasura. All right. Jai Jagat Goswami Prabhupada ki
I think so.